The Love Drug. Jim, a young car driver, was a boarder at Old Riddle's. He was in love with Rosie, Mr. Riddle's only daughter, and Rosie was in love with him. They wanted to get married, but Mr. Riddle was against it. He hoped to find a rich husband for his daughter, and that meant that Jim was going to have a hard struggle for his happiness. Jim had a friend called Pilkins, who worked as a night clerk at a drugstore. Jim often called on Pilkins, and they discussed things. Jim, who was frank and very talkative, told Pilkins that he was in love with Rosie and that she loved him too. When Jim talked of Rosie, Pilkins listened to him in silence and never said a word. One day, Jim came to the druggist, looking very excited. He told his friend that he and Rosie had decided to run away and get married. That is, he added, if she doesn't change her mind. One day she says she will, and the same evening she says she won't, because she's afraid. I see, said Pilkins. We have agreed on tonight, but it is 5 hours yet till the time, and I'm afraid that she will change her mind again. Jim stopped and looked at Pilkins. But you can help me, he added, finishing his story. I don't see how, said Pilkins. I say, Pilkins, isn't there a drug that'll make a girl love you more if you give it to her? I think that if I have such a drug to give Rosie when I see her at supper tonight, it may give her courage, and she will keep her promise and run away with me. I'm ready to pay for it, even if it costs all the money I have. When is this foolishness to take place? Asked Pilkins gloomily. At 10 o'clock. Supper is at 7. At 9, Rosie goes to bed, pretending to have a headache. At 10, I go under her window and help her to get down the fire escape. Make up the powder, Pilkins, will you? I'll try, said Pilkins. He went behind his desk. There, he crushed 2 tablets to a powder. Each tablet contained 1/4 of a grain of morphia. He wrapped the powder in a white paper. This, he said to himself, will make Rosie sleep for several hours. He handed the powder to Jim, telling him to give it to Rosie with water, and received his heartiest thanks. When Jim had gone, Pilkins, who was secretly in love with Rosie too, ran to Mr. Riddle and told the old man that Jim and Rosie were going to elope that night. "Can I do anything for you, sir?" he asked politely. "Shall I call the police?" "No," said Mr. Riddle briefly. "The villain! My room is just above Rosie's. I'll go there myself after supper, load my gun, and wait. If he comes under Rosie's window, he'll need a doctor, not a policeman. You can be sure of that." Pilkins went home. All night he waited for the news of the tragedy, but none came. At 8 o'clock in the morning, when it was the day clerk's turn to start work, Pilkins went hurriedly to Mr. Riddle. He hoped to learn about his rival's death. The first man he saw when he stepped out of the shop was Jim, with a victorious smile on his face. Jim seized his hand and said, "Rosie and I were married at 10:15 last night. I'm the happiest man. You must come and have dinner with us someday." "And the powder?" stammered Pilkins in a weak voice. "Oh, that powder you gave me. Well, it was that way. I sat down next to the old man at supper last night. I looked at Rosie and said to myself, 'Don't play any tricks on that girl. She loves you without any powder.' Then I looked at her father and thought, 'Here's the man you should take care of.' So I waited for my chance and put the powder in old Riddle's coffee. See?"